Well, the man just putting his build into his strides, ready for a big night on the tear, is Michael Jamieson. I'm a little bit surprised I'm talking to you so early, man, because you've just played for the Gundawindi Emus against the Black Pigs. You should be playing for the Queensland Country Heelers, but a bit of a surprise, man, that you're not in the purple with the big puppy dog on it?
Not really, mate. Too old. I just had a bad run with injuries this year. I had a few head knocks and that, so I've missed a fair bit of footy, but just trying to get that sorted out. And playing three games in New Zealand, or two games in New Zealand and then one in Gundy all in 1 week, probably not the best thing for my body or my head. So I'm just playing the important games and resting as much as possible. So.
Yeah, well, you're 10 years younger than Schultzy, so you should be right to back up for another run. But how are you enjoying playing for just the Gundawindi Emus and looking for yet another premiership with these guys here at Riddles Oval?
Yeah, it'd be really nice to get another premiership. Fallen short, obviously, in the last two ones, in the last two finals. So we've definitely got the group of men to do it. We've probably been unlucky with injuries the last couple of years and a few things not go with us in the grand final. But, yeah, we've got a good side here. We didn't play very well today, but we've definitely got the team to do it. And I think we'll get our six Queensland Country boys back next week and take on Dalby, who probably the main competition in the comp at the moment. So, yeah, we'll hopefully get a good win on our Ladies' Day and go from there.
Fantastic to see that we've got the Queensland Country Heelers here. You've played for the team. You broke a New South Wales Country Arts 2 years ago in Toowoomba. But, you know, it's good to see that the QRU and Queensland Country Rugby are finally listening and bringing it down here. And that's something we want to see a little bit more of, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I think Gundawindi's very deserving of to have this game out here. Like last year, I think there was 10 blokes from the Queensland countryside or in the Queensland countryside, and six blokes this year, and strong club. We get good crowds. I think it's just, I don't know why they're playing these games in the middle of the city somewhere. They should be all played out in country areas and support country clubs, and it's what it's all about, so, yeah.
And Jeremy Dawson does a great job with the juniors as well on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And it's great to see we've got a ladies team on the go as well. They seem to have a bit more skill than the blokes.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. They go around most of us at fitness on Tuesday and Thursday nights, the girls. So it's good to see them getting out there and having a go. So, yeah, they're getting a lot better. I think a lot of the other teams had a bit of a head start on them, have been playing for a few years. But our girls are getting a lot better and they've got a coach this year, so I think they're all enjoying it, and it's good to see them. It's good for the club.
And finally, how's things out at the farm at Burmai? And you're part of the theatre production out there, man, because it's just starting in a couple of weeks as well.
No, definitely not. No, singing and dancing's not my forte, unless it's 1 o'clock in the morning at the pub. So, but yeah, things are pretty tough at home at the moment. We'd love a good drop of rain. We sort of planted some crops hoping that it'd rain at some time, and it hasn't really come yet, so cattle will be getting hungry soon too, so some rain would be good, but yeah, we'll just keep poking along until it comes, I guess.
Yeah. I think fantastic to talk to you, mate. It's a bit of a shame you're not in the purple shirt with the puppy dog, but it's great to see you out here being part of the Emus, and a fantastic day for the club as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Vixie.